Election supporters poured into the streets to celebrate the Electoral Commission's naming of All People's Congress candidate Ernest Karoma, winner of the nation's presidential election. Final results show Karoma with about 55% of the vote, and his opponent, Vice President Solomon Berawa, with about 45%. The declaration of Karoma as president-elect follows a move by Berawa's Sierra Leone People's Party to prevent the release of results because of concerns about some of the Electoral Commission's procedures. A judge has postponed the hearing. All People's Congress student leader Bai Mohamed Bangra says as president, Karoma will fight corruption while trying to mend divisions in the country caused by the election.
Whosoever misperformed in the last regime is going to be weeded out. And whosoever performed to the expectation of the people is going to be incorporated.
Civil society activist Christian Lawrence has been coordinating election monitoring teams. He says the city is tense with the announcement.
The political landscape at the moment is very, very tense. Security is really tight to the capital city and even in the provinces.
The first round of voting held August 11th was essentially peaceful. But in the run-up to the second round, supporters of the two political parties faced off in violent clashes in several cities, including the capital. This sparked fear in the nation, still recovering from an 11-year civil war that ended in 2002. Lawrence says he hopes the new government will incorporate the losing party to create a more peaceful country. But he says he is not optimistic this will happen.
This will not take all, as you normally call it. One person will win and then the person will just take all for his party. You know, so that is the fear. You know, it will be fine for them to work with each other. They will normally say it diplomatically, but the reality is sometimes different.
Karoma, a former life insurance executive, has said that if sworn into office, he will fight corruption and revitalize agriculture and the tourism and mining industries. Karoma has led Berawa in the vote count since results began coming out in the first round, but the two were forced into a second round after neither got the 55% needed to win outright. For the runoff, third-place candidate Charles Margai threw his support behind Karoma, a critical boost. The results can be challenged by petition to the Supreme Court within the next 7 days by Sierra Leone law. Observers cited some cases of fraud in the runoff election, such as ballot stuffing, but said it was generally free and fair. This was the first presidential election held in the country since UN troops withdrew in 2005. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.